Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful day for a revival. I call this a call to revival. Amen? Amen. God's church needs revival in this day and age, my brothers and sisters. But what is it? And how do we get it? Many are familiar with the old hymn, Revive Us Again. But what does this mean? Revive to what? How and when are we revived? We hear much talk often negatively about revival, about getting right with God. But through misuse and overuse, this term has become blurred in the minds of most hearers today. To many, a revival means an enigmatic, highly emotional religious meeting. Often the word revival conjures up a vision of an old-fashioned tent meeting featuring a charismatic, white-jacketed, sweaty-faced, hoarse-throated evangelist shouting such filler words as, Hallelujah! Yeah. Praise the Lord! We're going to twist the old devil's tail tonight. Let me hear you say, Amen! Won't you give your heart to the Lord just now? And oh yes, let the ushers with the offering baskets please come forward. Amen and hallelujah. Kind of funny, Cheryl and I were watching a movie a while back with Burt Lancaster, and it was on this tent revival meetings. It was something. But true revival, however, is a biblical concept. We read from Isaiah 57:15. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. In Psalm 85:6-7, the psalmist asks God an interesting question. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. To be revived again implies that there had been a revival previously. What is revival? The word revival means to bring back to life, to restore to consciousness, or to restore to a previous condition. We might say the drowning victim was miraculously revived. That's great. As used in the Bible, it means a restoration, rejuvenation, or renewal of interest after spiritual neglect, oblivion, or obscurity. What revival is not emotionalism. What it is the personal renewal to spiritual life in an individual or among a group of people. It is a heartfelt return to God and His commandments. When is revival needed? Revival is needed whenever the love of God's people has grown cold. We read in Revelation 3:15-17, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. Verse 16, Then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Verse 17, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. So consider these symptoms of the word of the need of revival. Just as a sick person manifests physical symptoms, so the need for personal spiritual revival has spiritual symptoms. A few of them are complacency, self-satisfaction, or satisfaction with the status quo, seat warmers who have a don't rock the boat attitude may well need a spiritual revival. Lack of concern for the lost and the suffering in the world. 1 Corinthians 10:24, let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. How can we see or read the world news, considering all the suffering in the world, and not be moved by it? If we are not, we definitely need spiritual renewal or revival. Hiding or covering secret sins, Numbers 32:23. But if you do not do so, then take note You have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. If we find ourselves covering or excusing our sins or rationalize, I will have to change that someday, we may well need spiritual revival. Having an unforgiving spirit, Matthew 6:14-15, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Some say, I can forgive, but I can't forget. An unforgiving spirit is a strong indication that we need spiritual revival. We are to put on the mind and the feelings of Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. God forgives and forgets sins once they're repented of them. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103:12. We need to forgive and then forget and move on. We are like men when we judge. We are like Christ when we forgive. Being filled with pride, Proverbs 29:23. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. We are reminded in Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. We must beware that pride and a haughty spirit is not reflected in us. If we find ourselves feeling superior or puffed up, animosity toward other Christians, that's not good, friends. We need the humility of revival. Any condition of spiritual standing where we are less than we were before, a backslidden condition. We all know the way back to Babylon. It's only 2 half steps back to our old ways and habits of life. If you feel yourself slipping, you need a spiritual revival. All of these symptoms are strong indications that we need to draw closer to God and His Word. Hidden dangers and our need for revival. We are reminded in 2 Corinthians 4:16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. We are warned in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, do not quench the Spirit. There are basically two ways to quench God's Spirit. One, we can deliberately rebel and say, in effect, God, I don't want what you have to offer. I am going to do things my way. Or, two, we can allow God's Spirit to dwindle and starve to death by lack of renewal or replenishment. 1 Timothy 4:14, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Often spiritual deterioration comes slowly and insidiously without our awareness. Because there are seldom any physical symptoms, we grow weaker and weaker inside spiritually, and an unsuspected trial or circumstance can easily take us out. Often the condition of our hearts is such that we are not aware of our need at the very time it is most needed. We often cover up our inadequacies with a self-deceptive shroud of self-righteousness. Know this, my friends, human nature, the flesh, will fight against revival. For proof, all we need to do is ask ourselves, do I study and pray all my spare time? Or do I comfort in the cares of this world, and it crowds out the time that it could be spending otherwise with the Lord? To have true spiritual revival, we must admit that we have a need, and we need to take action. What kind of revival do we need? We need a revival or a recommitment that will resurrect God's church collectively to spiritual life. Remember, revival means a renewal, a return to life, or spiritual consciousness. How can we have revival? Only God can send revival, my friends. He alone is the source. Psalm 85:6. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? No man, no organization can schedule or plan spiritual revival. It is not something men do. It is what God will do if we are repentant and imbibe of his word and remain constant in prayer. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. Verse 6, but I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. We need to see ourselves as we are, as God sees us. We must be honest with him. We must be repentant. Luke 13, 5, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. We need to acknowledge God for who he is and stop playing church. Psalm 31, 19. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men. We must see sin for what it is, confess it, repent of it, and forsake it forever. Go and sin no more, John 8:11. We must cultivate an earnest desire to be revived if we believe strongly in a cause. How can we not get involved, my friends? Read the entire 51st Psalm for a beautiful example of David's attitude. It's beautiful. Often we don't want revival badly enough to make any difference or change in our lives. Change is what Christianity is all about. We must change from what we are, our old man or nature, to become more and more like Jesus Christ in every way. Godly character is knowing right from wrong and choosing to go God's way no matter what, even if it seems uncomfortable or awkward or brings persecution. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. This implies that a time is coming when God may not be easily found. No one knows how much time he or she may have left. God wants to send revival upon those who genuinely seek it. We need personal revival. That means individuals getting right with God. Home revival. That means families getting back to the place they need to be. Praying together. Bible study together. Church revival. That means to be doing the work Christ ordained. Matthew 28, 19 through 20. Read it. The Great Commission. Revival, a returning to God, is not turned on and off like a water fountain. But if we meet God's conditions, he will bestow it upon us. He wants us to be renewed, to be useful for him. There are people, my friends, millions of people, billions of people, who need to be taught what you know. They need to hear your testimony, how God has worked in your life, how you became saved. You need to get out there. I hope today puts that fire in the belly to get out there and do this. Yet do we, God's called out ones, sometimes grow complacent and self-satisfied? How can we revive others to God's truth when we ourselves need reviving? Can we expect God to add members to a sick, lukewarm, non-functional body? And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Romans 13, 11. We are reminded in Matthew 25, 5 that all 10 of the virgins in the parable slumbered and slept, but fortunately some woke up in time. Is it not without cause that Christ asks in Luke 18, 8, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Will he find spiritual revival? Let us all hear and heed God's regular call to revival by attending church services each and every week, getting to Bible studies every week. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. The Lord commands us, my friends, to attend so we might be spiritually revived. So as a close out here, my friends, when he comes again, will Christ find us doing so? Are you ready for this call to revival? Matthew 24:46. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Let us cry out with all our hearts and beseech God Almighty, my friends. Psalm 85:6-7. We close out with this beautiful verse again. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today, Lord God, a people that needs revival in this day and age. Use us mightily, Lord God, in this body of Christ to reach those, the lost, in a sick and dying world. And may we bring forth your word, which is a lamp unto our feet, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. And I pray that we all leave here today with the fire in the belly to reach those, wherever we are, whether it be a convenience store, a supermarket, our neighbor, anywhere, just to bring forth our testimony and share how great you are, how loving you are, that you accept people where they're at in their life. And we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for this beautiful day. Be with all of us today and all the speakers. And may we have a time of fellowship that will be glorifying to you, Lord God. And we lift this up to you, and we pray this in the name of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.